That's right, America. The brand new Velveeta with ketchup and relish will be available on store shelves in only 2 weeks. Yummy! America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A huge hour ahead, perhaps the biggest hour we've ever had. Not one, but two very special guests. We will kick things off with Aisha Tyler. You know her from Archer on FX. You know her from The Talk on CBS. You know her from her incredibly popular podcast, Girl on Guy. She's a best-selling author. She is trying to take over the entire entertainment industry, it seems, and Aisha will stop by and chat with us. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David, followed by tech crazes that have gone away. Microsoft's Internet Explorer is about to join that list as it is being phased out. What are some of the other ones that have come and gone? Do you remember Netscape? What about those CD-ROMs you would find in your mailbox from America Online? 150 free hours, get them now. Well, there are some, and we will talk about them all. And then our second special guest of the hour, actress Anne Heche. There is a new show on the USA Network, Dig. Anne is one of the stars. She is in it along with Jason Isaacs. It is a very ambitious series. It takes place in Jerusalem. It is filmed entirely overseas. Anne will stop by and we will talk about her new project. But we start things off this hour with a big merger in big business. This week, the third largest food corporation was formed when the folks from Kraft decided they wanted to hang out more with the people from Heinz. So we're going to have this massive food company known as Kraft Heinz, Heinz Kraft, or something like that. Can you think of some of the interesting food combinations that will be created because of this? We alluded to one of them in the tease. If they really want to merge things together, how about some Velveeta cheese and some ketchup? Here's one. How about some Cool Whip with a little horseradish mixed in? Do you see where I'm going here? We could have such amazingly tantalizing treats in terms of foods that will be available on your store shelves and in your grocer's freezer a mere 3 or 4 weeks from now. Isn't it amazing, though, when these giant conglomerates can kind of like just merge together and they become these massive entities, these giant food corporations that will control every single thing you put into your stomach? So we'll have to see what happens. Those are two iconic brands. I think they would be rather foolish to mess with that. Why don't you just leave the Kraft items as Kraft and the Heinz items as Heinz? I think that would be the better way to do it. This simply means they only need one accountant instead of two. It'll also be quite interesting to see how this affects the workforces of both of these companies. Do you need all of these people now? Will you need all of these facilities now? That story is yet to be told. Well, the other thing this week, it affects me, it affects you, especially if you live in a part of the country that was hard hit from this incredibly terrible winter we were coming out of. Have you seen the condition of the roadways? And I'm not talking about major highways. I'm talking about the streets in your neighborhood. Potholes galore. Not far from where I live, there was a sinkhole this week that literally swallowed up an SUV. They had to come back the next day and lift it out with a crane. You can do serious damage to your car by simply taking a ride through your own neighborhood. Frustratingly, they are starting to very painstakingly fill the potholes in my town, but when I get home at night, it's dark, obviously, and so I need to remember where these giant holes are, so I'm dodging and driving my car via this impromptu obstacle course so I don't snap a tire rod or pop a tire. And even some of the major roads, they are in such terrible disrepair, especially if you live in one of the older cities. If you're in the Northeast, our cities are in such disrepair. There are bridges near me where you drive over them, you can feel them shake as you drive over them. That is not comforting. It's time to fix the roads, folks. Stay with us. Aisha Tyler coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how you spell that. Spell that.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he was part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy Key is attempting
Jimmy
to come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.